It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts,
Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday. KSL News Time, 12:36 PM. Hope you're having a fantastic Saturday afternoon. It's Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte here. Been discussing a variety of conversations here, BYU football and BYU basketball as well. And the big story from yesterday was former BYU big man Matt Harms announcing that he is going to be moving on and declared for the NBA draft. And now we bring on Matt to discuss his decision and reflect on his one season at BYU. So we'll welcome on into Cougar Sports Saturday, Matt Harms. Matt, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah, excited to have you on the show today, as always. So yesterday you announced on your social media platforms that you're going to be moving forward with pursuing an NBA career. Now, it wasn't a complete surprise, Matt, because you've always stayed consistent throughout this past year, even back in October when news broke that the NCAA was going to allow you guys to have an extra year. You said, you know, this is my one year. This is my year to really prove myself. So it wasn't a complete surprise, but how close maybe was that decision for you in this process about considering coming back to BYU?
Yeah, so, you know, like you said, this whole year I've basically been telling everyone, hey, I'm not coming back. Don't expect me to come back. I will not be coming back, regardless of what happened. You're right in that, but you know, at the end of the year, you know, with the way our season ended, losing in the first round of the NCAA tournament, you know, very successful in one way, but then, you know, of course, ending in a way that, you know, we obviously would like to go farther. I really just, you know, kind of sat down with myself and just checked in and said, hey, you know, Coach Pope is obviously going to want to recruit me. You know, I feel like I, you know, the improvement that I've shown like over the past year, I feel like I really just owed it to him to kind of open my heart to it. And not just close myself off just because it had been my plan. You know, I feel like I really owed it to Coach Pope and the whole staff to just kind of actually fairly consider it. So that's kind of what the last 2 to 3 weeks have been. Just me really fairly considering my options and then ultimately, you know, making the choice that I believe is right for me.
Matt, was there a moment throughout this process where it became clear, like, yeah, you know, I was open, like you said, that you needed to be to Coach Pope, and then it just became clear, yeah, this is what I need to do.
Yeah, you know, I eventually I did get that clarity. You know, it's tough. It's tough to leave a place that I love so much. You know, I've really grown to love BYU and just Utah in general, you know, over this past year. I've really come to love this place. So it was difficult to kind of, you know, realize that within myself. It was like, hey, it is right for me to leave also just because, you know, hey, I don't want anyone to think like, oh, that I don't love this place because I'm leaving, because I do. You know, I deeply love Utah. I deeply love BYU. But, yeah, that clarity I achieved at about, like, last week, I think I really just sat down with myself and I was like, hey, you know, like, talk to everyone that I trusted, everyone that I loved, and everyone that, you know, I feel like everyone's opinion that I cared about. And I just made the decision that it was right for me to leave. But it was tough. You know, it was tough even though I did achieve that clarity. And I'm 100% sure at this point, I'm 100% sure in my decision. But it was a really tough one for me.
Talk with WCC Defensive Player of the Year Matt Harms on his decision here on Cougar Sports Saturday on KSL News Radio. So, Matt, have you hired an agent? What's maybe the next steps for you in your pursuit of beginning your NBA career? What's the next moves for you?
Yeah, so that's actually the next step for me, hiring an agent. You know, I'm currently talking to a few of them. You know, it's a process you have to go through just to figure out, you know, where I'm going to be for this summer in terms of my pre-draft preparations, all that kind of stuff. So that's a process I'm currently really engaged in. Hoping to make a decision on that soon, you know, like, and that's kind of like the next big step. You know, it's funny, I was actually telling everyone, hey, the great thing about making this decision is now I get to make another decision, and then I get to make another decision and another one. So it is pretty interesting to just have to make, like, you know, kind of feel like the emotional weight of this decision is finally off me, and then I get to make another big decision regarding my representation. But that is definitely the next step in the process for me now.
Matt, how much of did the Marriott Center and not being able to experience a jam-packed BYU fans packing the Marriott Center, how much did that weigh in your mind of just like, man, it would be nice to experience that and to just kind of let the emotions take over in Provo?
Man, that would have been special. You know, it really would have been special. Of course, the year we had this year, that wasn't possible, sadly. You know, I'm really grateful for the BYU administration for those final two home games to actually have fans, you know, even though it wasn't a full house, just to have some people in there. I was really grateful for that, you know, to be able to speak to some people on my senior night. I was really grateful to have that opportunity. And of course, you know, it crossed my mind, like, hey, it would be really special to run it back with the fans in there. But, you know, in the end, I thought about, you know, I've already felt the support from the fans here. While they may not have been in the stadium, you know, everywhere I went, I got support from fans, and I was always getting recognized by people, and they were super excited about how the season was going, or, you know, after the end of the season, about how the season had gone. And, you know, social media have been buzzing all year, you know, just from the day I committed here, I received so much support. So, you know, it wasn't something that I felt like I missed out on. You know, of course, not having the full stadium really sucked, and it was something that we really had to adapt to, but Cougar Nation still really made sure that I felt loved this year.
Now that the season's in the rearview mirror, Matt, can you maybe just – For our listeners, shed light into just how many unique obstacles the team and just college basketball as a sport had to go through to even play games. Because I feel like that wasn't maybe discussed enough, just how big of a deal was that you guys even had the chance to play. And the fact that you guys as a team never had any stoppages, just the sacrifices that you personally and as a team had to put out there to even just play games at all.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I feel like it really wasn't talked about that much. You know, I feel like everyone, for us especially, just kind of saw basketball like, hey, kind of return to a little bit of normalcy, you know, after how crazy of a year it had been. And I feel like it's really fair to not be wanting to talk about how we're in our hotel rooms and we can't really leave. But yeah, it was a really weird year. You know, I think a lot of guys have talked about it. You know, especially guys with wives, they were like, you know, we had separate bedrooms all year, that kind of stuff, just to make sure they were staying safe. And then, of course, you know, on trips, we had trips where we would turn around halfway through. You know, I think games that got canceled were already on the plane. And then halfway through the flight, they're like, yeah, we're actually going to turn around. Our game got canceled. We had a game at San Diego that got canceled, and we're in the gym the previous day to go practice to prepare for that game. So it was a really weird year. You know, both of our Gonzaga games, both home and away, were extremely short notice, so that kind of stuff. You know, we're going on a trip, and I think it was Pacific and LMU, and then Coach Pope tells us, he's like, all right, Monday we're going to play Gonzaga after the Pacific game. So it was a year of a lot of challenges. You know, you really couldn't prepare for anything. You know, if you had Pacific coming up in 2 weeks, you might not be playing them. You might be playing them tomorrow. You might be playing them next week. But the date on the schedule for a lot of games just never ended up being the date it was played. And then, of course, you had all the protocols, especially at the NCAA tournament, of basically, like, do not leave your room under any circumstances. So it was definitely a weird year, but I was really happy that we were still able to play. You know, being able to have the season was worth it just to go through all of that.
Matt Harms is our guest for a few more moments here in Cougar Sports Saturday. And when you reflect upon that year and all the ups and downs and trials, how do you feel like your time at BYU has helped prepare you for the next step in your professional career?
I feel really good about it. You know, that's kind of what it came down to. You know, I feel like the coaches did a great job with me, just helping me. Helping my confidence, you know, the way I approach the game, you know, my work ethic. I feel like they really helped me. And then, you know, of course, going through the season with so many ups and downs in such a big year, I kind of feel like I can take on anything right now. You know, if I can get through a college season, with all these crazy regulations, and I feel like I can get through a normal NBA or anywhere pro season. So, you know, I'm really proud of the year I spent here. You know, just getting back to the NCAA tournament was already big for me. You know, we would have loved to gone further, but I'm just really proud to really get back to the NCAA tournament. And, you know, I know that I'm going to be overshadowed. That's actually what I want. You know, I know I'm going to be only the beginning. Last year's team, this year's team, I know we're going to be overshadowed by even greater teams, you know, under Mark Pope at BYU. And I'm completely fine with that. You know, I just want people to occasionally look back and say, hey, you know, that Matt Harms guy, he was one of the guys that started that, you know, that brought that team back to the NCAA tournament. You know, once they inevitably make the Final Four in a few years, I'm going to be super proud of those guys. But, that, you know, this is only the beginning for BYU basketball, and I'm really proud to have been a part of kind of the renaissance.
Well, Matt, you know, you and Alex Barcelo were huge for BYU this past season. I know you guys are roommates and close, and you had similar decisions. I know you're not going to speak for Alex on his decision, but how often did you guys communicate throughout this process together as you mold over maybe your next steps in your basketball career?
Yeah, I mean, we're still communicating every single day. You know, I'm still living with him. You know, he's in the other room right now. So it's still something I speak with him every single day. But, you know, I was able to make my decision. But, you know, he's still mulling his over. He's still really thinking it over. You know, of course, he's taking this very seriously. So, you know, he's got his own path. And that's kind of what we found out. You know, initially, we were, like, basically thinking it was the same, you know, whatever, like, staying and leaving was kind of had the same pros and cons for each of us. You know, as we both went through our own processes, we kind of found out we had, you know, our independent things that we cared about. And, you know, pros and cons that were unique to each of us. So he's going to make his own decision. You know, I believe in him, whatever decision he makes. And I truly don't know. That's the crazy thing. You know, I know I've made my decision. But, you know, like when he announces, I'm going to be just as, you know, surprised as you guys, whatever he picks. So I'm excited for him to make his decision, you know, and find clarity like I did, you know, whichever way he goes. You know, I know Cougar Nation's hoping he's staying. I'll do my best. I'll do my best to see if I can make him see it. But he's going to make his own decision. I trust him 100%.
Last thing for you, Matt, before we let you go, we appreciate all your being generous with your time here on this Saturday. I've always enjoyed hearing you talk just about basketball, your experiences in the Big Ten. You seem well-versed in the sport of college basketball and basketball in general. So I'm curious, because I value your opinion when it comes to the game. What do you think of the potential for a guy in that next generation of BYU teams coming forward next year and beyond, of a guy like Caleb Lohner, who you saw firsthand go from, you know, a fresh-faced freshman to now being a key part of the program? What's maybe the future for Caleb going forward in this BYU program?
Man, the future is so bright for Caleb. You know, just seeing his development just over the first season was just ridiculous almost. You know, and with the fragmented offseason we had, just seeing him come in and develop into a starting level player, you know, and I think he's going to be easily an all-WCC level player next year. You know, I just think his potential is out of this world. You know, the athleticism that he has and his ability to shoot the basketball, which he was really starting to come into his own in the second half of the season. I just think his potential is through the roof. He's such a good player, and he's just a joy to be around as well. And I think, you know, those are the guys you want to get there. You know, he just works so hard, and it's clear to see how he put himself in that position to, you know, go start an NCAA tournament game. It's really clear to see that, you know, if you're around this program every single day. I'm just so excited. You know, that I knew that a few years down the line. Here's the thing. I hope he's still here a few years down the line. I hope the NBA doesn't steal him from us. A few years down the line, a few years early, but I think he's just such a phenomenal player. You know, just the way he's already rebounding the basketball as a freshman, that is just insane. You know, he's just imposing his will on other players, and he's only a freshman. And it's not like, you know, he's just coming in as an 18-year-old into college. You know, I know BYU's not really used to that, but he's just coming in as an 18-year-old, just straight into college, and he's doing that. So I'm so excited for him. You know, I hope that, you know, he sees me as a guy that really tried to help him through his first year, and I know he's going to grow into a leadership role on this team, whether it be next year or 2 years in the future, but he's going to be a phenomenal player for the BYU program.
Well, Matt, I know you probably never envisioned your college career ending at BYU, but I know Cougar Nation was thrilled to watch you this past year. It was a pleasure covering you this past year. Wish we could have seen it more in person. I know the virtual aspect was unique, but wish you nothing but the best in your pro career, and thanks again for hopping on with us today, man.
Thank you so much. And Cougar Nation, thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you guys so much for your support. You guys made it truly worth it. I appreciate each and every one of you.
That's Matt Harms, former BYU big man here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Got to take a break. We'll react to his interview coming up next. You're powered by KSLSports.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.